You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If you look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos, the Rambam puts together Hilchos, Rambam and Ahava, Sefer Ahava, puts together Hilchos, Tefillin u'Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah. And in his Keteres HaMitzvot, in his listing of the mitzvahs, he uses this exact lashon, which he repeats again in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Shenitztavino, mitzvahs aseh, the Rambam uses the lashon, Lios l'chol ish mi Yisrael Sefer Torah. The only difference in the Rambam is here the lashon is Lios l'chol ish. The Rambam's lashon is a little different. The Rambam's lashon is, let me find it, it's, I think, lichtoy. The Rambam does not say liyos l'chol ish, I think. The Rambam says lichtoy, which we'll see becomes a major issue about what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah. Is it just to have a Sefer Torah? Is it to write it, etc.? Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, says, Mitzvahs aseh al kol ish v'ish mi Yisrael lichtov sefer Torah li'atzma. Lichtov sefer Torah li'atzma, the Rambam says. Sh'ne'amar vi'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazaz. So a little difference between the Chinuch and the Rambam. With the Chinuch, with the Rambam, both in the Keteres, in the heading, and in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph says, Mitzvah say lechtov, and again the Chinuch says here, Shenitztav vino liyos, l'chol ish mi Yisrael sefer Torah. Im, now he continues the Chinuch, im kisvu b'yadai, seems if you happen to go ahead and acquire or end up in possession of a Sefer Torah through writing it yourself, we'll see this is based on a Gemara. We'll see there are two Gemaras that have to be reconciled. We'll see there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Chof Aleph, and there's a Gemara in Menachas Lamed. We'll see in a minute. V'ne'ahav ma'od. A person who actually writes it, the Chinuch said, is Meshubach v'ne'ahav ma'od. Like the Gemara Menachos that I mentioned, Lamed Amar Aleph says, Kisvu, Kalaymar Biyada, Ma'alav Hakasov. The Gemara there says, anyone who writes a Sefer Torah with his own hand, Ma'alav Hakasov, Ki'ilo, Kiblo Mehar Sina. So it seems like it is clearly a shvach and a hiddur to go ahead and write it yourself. The question is, in order to be mekayim the etzem mitzvah, in order to be mekayim the actual mitzvah itself, do you need to write? Again, the Rambam's lashon is mitzvah say lichtar. Now, I want to point out that the Rambam in the Keteres, the Rambam in his listing of all the mitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, says, Mitzvah say, L'chol Ish Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah. And the Rambam says the last mitzvah is, Mitzvah say, L'melech, Lichtov Sefer Sheni, Sheyiyu Lo Shnei Sefer Torah. The Rambam points out this mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, we'll see, is not only a mitzvah on every Jewish person, but it's a mitzvah on the melech to go ahead and double up and to not only write the primary Torah that every Jew has to write, but to write a second Torah. And we'll see why a melech has to write a second Torah. Anyway, let's continue. Umi she'ef sharloi, the Chinuch says, Umi she'ef sharloi lechtoi biyadai. Let's say someone can't write for whatever reason. He doesn't have the materials. He doesn't have the expertise. The halacha is yiskor mi sheyichtevena lo. He should go ahead and hire somebody to go ahead and write it for him. Now, does this need formal shlichus or not? Do you need a minui shlichus for the cipher or not? So we'll see that the Minchas Chinuch discusses it. V'al zeh ne'amar. That's what the pasuk in Dvarim is referring to. V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois. While the Rambam says that that's the marker for the mitzvah, I say the lichtav. The Chinuch says v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois is referring to somebody who hires somebody else or has somebody else write the Sefer Torah on his behalf. The Limda es b'nei Yisrael. It says, v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois, v'limda es b'nei Yisrael. Both are going to the Chinuch and the Rambam, that's the marker. But the Rambam seems to emphasize ksiva ba'atzmoim, as I say, lichtoiv. And the Chinuch says to write it yourself is what is considered to be a mitzvah min ha-mukhar, like the Gemara Menachos. But there is a fallback for the kila mitzvah, according to the Chinuch, to hire somebody. Kalaymar, kisvu lachem taira, sheyesh ba shirazaz. Now, the problem is that you may think it's only referring to a specific portion of the Torah. The halacha is no. It's actually referring to the Torah, which has contained within it this Shira. In other words, write this portion of the Torah, this Shira, as one of the excerpts of the full type. The Rambam says the same thing in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Okay, let's look at the Minchas Chinuch Ois Aleph, where basically he's going to go ahead and show us what seems to be a contradiction or definitely a difference in emphasis between two Gemaras. Minchas Chinuch Ois Aleph. Shenitztavino lios l'chol ish me Yisrael. Sefer Torah. Im kisvu biyadai, etc. Then, the Gemara says in Menachos, Harezo meshubach ki'ilo kibel Torah miharsin. Mitzvah zil mevor. This mitzvah sounds like I'm making the Rambam. Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph meets filim mitzvah of the Sefer Torah. Ubator v'shulchan aruch yoredei asimin. They don't want to say resh ayin 270 because ra, so it's ayin resh. But nevertheless, it's so yoredei 270. Ubashas the Sanhedrin. There are two places in Shas where it is really discussed. One is in Sanhedrin chafala from its base. Now, why is it there? Because that's the middle of the parak of Sanhedrin, and in the middle of the second parak in Sanhedrin, the second parak of Sanhedrin is called Kayin Gadol, and it begins discussing all the mitzvahs on the Kayin Gadol and the Melech. Within the discussion of all the mitzvahs on the Kayin Gadol and the Melech, there is a particular mitzvah for the Melech to write his own Sefer Torah. And as the Rambam delineates and articulates for us at the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, there's a chiyuv on the Melech to write two Sifrei Torah. One as a regular member of Klal Yisrael, and a second Sefer Torah for the Melech, for Din Melech. The Melech should have his own Sefer Torah, in addition to the one he wrote as a regular member of Klal Yisrael. That's why the dinim of Ksiba Sefer Torah run Sanhedrin Kofal from the base in reference to a Melech. And Menachos, it's also, there's a discussion about Ksiba Sefer Torah in Menachos, Lamed Amid Aleph, because there's an issue of all the dinei stam. Now, how do we get into the dinei stam of Menachos? So there's a parsha called Tchelet. Well, there's a discussion of what things are ma'akev other things. So concerning the din in Atomet Shal Shachar and Atomet Shal Ben Arbayim, whether they're ma'akev each other, There's a general discussion in the Mishnah of all mitzvahs that seem to be paired to each other, and they ma'akiv each other. So therefore, that's why it's called hatchelas. That if you have tchelas, you don't have love, and it's not ma'akiv. And like bizman hazeh, if you have love and without tchelas, it's not ma'akiv. Then there's a discussion of Shel Rosh and Shel Yad, and from there it goes into all the halachas of tefillin and stam. So in Menachas Lamed Amen Aleph, there's also a discussion of mitzvahs k'sivah sefer. Umavor b'Sanhedrin. Khan, first in Sanhedrin is an important maimra. This is the first maimra, Omar Rabba, that we're going to examine. Omar Rabba. Rabba says, Afal pi shehi nichu lo avaisav sefer Torah mitzvah lechtav mishalot. That's a Gemara. He quotes a Gemara. That even though in your Yerusha, in your family, there was a Sefer Torah passed down many generations, that's not enough for you to fulfill your mitzvah. You have to write your own. Lichtov mishalot. Shenemar va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazaz. Uparshut da'ha'ochacha. How do we know that this is the case? That it does not suffice to go ahead and just have, so to speak, a Sefer Torah in the family, in the house. Even though, again, what's the lashon of the chinuch as opposed to the Rambam? The lashon of the chinuch is Leo's Lechol Yisrael. Now, if I would take that lashon of the chinuch literally, and the way it's written, Leo's Lechol Yisrael, I would say, fine. Once is a Yerusha and I'm Yerusha Sefer Torah, I am totally in possession of this Sefer Torah, Midin Yerusha, as a result of receiving it in my inheritance in the estate. Therefore, I should have fulfilled my chiyuv of quote-unquote having a Sefer Torah. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, but favors, that's not the case. It says, Beferish, even if he nichalo b'Yerusha, Rabbi says, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and write Avul b'shi nichalo avais of Sefer Torah, mitzvah, lichtag mishalok, shenamar v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazaz. The question is, what is it in that pasuk that indicates, that is the indicator and the proof that you have to go ahead and write it on your own? And you can't rely on receiving it as an inheritance. So, the minute, that's what you'd think.
Yeah.
But the minute Paschinim says, Uparshut, da'olchacha, right, that the proof that you have to write yourself is not da'olchacha, eino mitevas lachem. It's not from lachem. Why? Da'ab Yerusha have lachem. Because if a person goes ahead and receives something, an inheritance, to double parsha that he has full ownership on it. Like, kumo esro, v'harbe dvarim debe'inan lachem. We see in general, like esro, whenever you need lachem, Yerusha suffices. The yaitzim b'Yerusha. Ela ha'ochacha. So the Minchat Sinai wants to say, what's the proof from this pasuk?
Kisvu
lachem. It's from that, from you must write for yourself. Meaning it's not just a mitzvah lachem having of lachem, it's a mitzvah in ksiva. So do me a favor, let's look at the footnote. The footnote is interesting because there's a footnote that I'll read, which is Ois Aleph in the footnotes, who says, very interestingly enough, that the Minchas Chinuch was saying something that is in contradiction to a Rishon. Ishtamite divrei harama. It's lost from, or it seems to have escaped, the knowledge of the Minchas Chinuch, the words of the Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin. Shekasov lehedrin, says behedrin that what? Demilachem daikinam lo, ayein sham. Who says that the diak is from lachem. V'chein kosov harav Torah schayim shom. Torah Chaim also says it's a diuk from Lochem. Ayin Shom. The Divrei HaRamban Shom Einam Muvan Kla Ma Shechilek Ben Hedjot LaMelech. Ayin Shom. He says there's a difference between a Din Melech and a Din Hedjot. That the Ramban wants to say the din of that it doesn't work by Yerusha is only a problem by a melech. But a hedjot himself can be Mekayim the mitzvah for Yerusha. Shedvarav tzarech iyun etzi. Hagon of Yeruchim official Perlau in the Sefer Mitzvahs Lord of Sagi Gaon. Vere'eh lekaman ha'ara yud zayin. Very good. So we see that it's not like a davar pasha what the Minchas Chinuch says. That lachem is not the indicator that you must acquire it or write it on your own. But then what's interesting is you have a Minchas Chinuch problem. Why isn't Yerusha a fulfillment of lachem? L'chora, if the din lachem b'chol haTorah kula is a din in bialos. It's a din in ownership. So you do not have to go ahead and create it yourself. It clearly does not have to be an esrog that is grown by you in your parties. You don't need that from lachem. Lachem just means that you're a bialos. So if that's the case, how can you actually have a limit from lachem that Yerusha is not sufficient?
Why isn't the kisvu enough, though, by itself? Kisvu is an action, so you can't inherit that.
So, l'chara, that's what the Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying.
Right.
That it's not, Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying, don't think it's a din in lachem. It's rather based on the whole pasuk, v'atum kisvu lachem. You're right. That's what he says. It comes from the din of kisvu. V'chocha mitevas kisvu. You see that? He says that like
yeah, you. Yeah.
V'chocha mitevas kisvu. V'im kain parshut k'mo de b'yerusha eina yoyt. Say, listen to this. Therefore, he feels, if this is the case that you're not yotze b'yerusha, and the chocha is not from lachem, like the Adorama says, but from kisvu, because the Chayra Lachem can be fulfilled vis-a-vis Yerusha. Now he takes a leap of faith. He takes a big leap. And we'll see this leap is questionable. Ve'im came parshut k'mo de b'Yerusha eino yoytze ha-mitzvah. Hu ha-din, this is the case also b'konam.
Whoa.
So this is the Minchas Chinuch's big idea that being kaina a sefer Torah is insufficient. Because he says that he can learn this out from Yerusha. Why? Not because Yerusha is equivalent to Kenyan, necessarily. Because by Yerusha, it's passive. By Kenyan, you're doing something active. But rather, it's based on the underlying rationale, according to the Minchas Chinuch, of why Yerusha is not sufficient. L'chayra, it's not sufficient because, not because of Lachem, because Yerusha, once again, according to Minchas Chinuch, results in Lachem. So what's the issue? It must be from Kisvu. So if the emphasis is on Kisvu, L'haytzi Yerusha, then it also must be Kisvu, Kisvu, L'haytzi Kinyan. Now, L'chara, the Yad Ramah that's quoted in the footnote, clearly would not agree with this. Both the Torah Chaim and the Yad Ramah say that it's a problem of Lachem. Therefore, if it's a problem of Lachem and you go ahead and buy it, you have not done something passively, just inherited it. You have actively gone out and purchased it for yourself on your own. So L'chara, this L'chara would be a machlaikah between the Minchas Chinuch versus Yad Ramah and the Torah Chaim, if Yerusha is a miut also for Kinyan. So the Minchas Chinuch ventures on this idea. The im kein parshut k'mo di b'Yerusha eino yoytze ha-mitzvah. Who are then Bekana, which poses an interesting problem for us, Bezman Hazeh, in terms of what we do. So this would indicate that if Bezman Hazeh, clearly, we cannot go ahead and write for ourselves, for whatever reason. And like the Chinuch says, that if the Chinuch says clearly, if you cannot go ahead and write on your own, Tzarech Lischor, you have to hire somebody to write on your behalf. So L'chaira, the Minchas Chinuch would say there's a difference between purchasing a Sefer Torah and hiring somebody to write it on your behalf. Hiring somebody to write on behalf is you have created the Sefer Torah from the very outset. When I hire somebody to write it, it's not an existing Sefer Torah. I say to somebody, I want to commission you to go ahead and create a new Sefer Torah. However, Kana seems to be an issue of just purchasing an existing Sefer Torah. L'chara, that's what you'd have to say the difference is in the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Minchas Chinuch cannot argue with the Chinuch who says clearly, right, that if you can't write it, you're psycho someone to write it. But the question is, does that Schirus have to be B'Torah Shlichus? That's a separate question.
Right.
Or is the distinction enough that you generated and created a new Sefer Torah versus buying an existing one? So now the Minchas Chinuch says, once again, emphasizing his point, Mali Kinyan O Yerusha, Kevon Delo Kasov V'Hamitzvah Hi HaKsiva, right? There should be no difference.
Right.
So once again, the Minchas Chinuch is emphasizing the words "va'ata kisvo mitzvahs ksiva." That is what is excluding Yerusha. And since ksiva is excluding Yerusha, mali Yerusha, mali kin.
Right.
The problem is there's another gemara. Vayein b'sefer melchamas. He's first going to quote a Ramban in Sukkah, the Sefer Melchamas, right? Melchamas Hashem, the Dalam Hashem, Melchamas Hashem. The Sukkah, Besuya Sukkah, Yeshana. And Daf Tesam and Aleph in Sukkah, there's a whole discussion there about what type of Sukkah you have to go ahead and have. Can you go ahead and rely on an old Sukkah? Do you have to build a new one? Similar to discussion about a Sefer Torah. Can you rely on an old one or do you have to generate and create a new one? So he says, if you look at the Ramban there in Sukkah, cause of Lahedja, the mitzvah zo, muchas mitevas kisvu, velachem hainu l'shem chovaschem, ayin chan. He says that if you look at the Ramban and the Muhammad in Sukkah, muvur kamoshikasaf, he will tell you, Lachem is not the issue with Yerusha, because really Lachem is sufficient. The issue happens to be an issue of whether it's an old existing, like a Sukkah Yeshana, or a new Sefer Torah. And the word Kisvu means create, be responsible for creating and the writing of a new Sefer Torah. And even if you didn't write it, you are viewed as having generated or been responsible for writing a Sefer Torah, as opposed to buying an existing Sefer Torah. The Machamis compares it, he says.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And the Machamis, he says, compares it to a Sukkah Yeshana. The halacha is, I must build the Sukkah for the sake of Sukkot. What's the Lachem, the Muhammad says? Lachem is a special kavana in Lachov Vaschem. So it's interesting that the Ramban compares the idea of a Sukkah Yeshana. In Tesamad Aleph, the top Mishnah, and Tesamad Aleph brings Machloikas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammah. What if a Sukkah, what's a Sukkah Yeshana? The singing of Shana is a sukkah that existed prior to sukkahs. Now, every sukkah exists prior to sukkahs. So it's talking about a sukkah that existed more than 30 days prior to sukkahs. A sukkah that existed more than 30 days prior to sukkahs. So machlokes beis Hillel, beis Shammai, whether it's a good sukkah. The Gemara says the whole discussion is, can you create a sukkah, l'shem sukkah, prior to 30 days? Now there's a top Tosfos there that says everyone will agree that if you go ahead and take an old sukkah and you dabble with the schach and you remove the schach from one place to another, and say you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, if you were Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes, and everyone says it will be good. So the question is, if the Ramban is comparing Sefer Torah to sukkah and saying the chisaron in a Sefer Torah that you've been yoresh is like the same chisaron as sukkah yeshana, meaning it's lacking a certain din in the intent and in the lishma. So just like you can make certain repairs in a sukkah in order to go ahead and now dedicate it for this sukkah, could you take an existing Torah and make repairs in it or do something similar to removing the schach by a sukkah? Well, the Yerushalmi says everyone would agree that's okay. Is there a comparable by Sefer Torah according to the Ramban? Because once again, it's important to understand the Ramban feels he has to compare the idea of a sukkah yeshana to a sefer Torah that you've received b'yerush. Now let's look at Ois Beis. Ois Beis now discusses straightforward this question of purchasing a sefer Torah. The problem is you had the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we read Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that says, Beferish, someone who receives a Sefer Torah B'Yerusha has to write it on his own. That's the sugya of Ksiva Sefer Torah of a Melech. There's a problem, is there's another Gemara that seems so clearly against the Sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. It says, V'Omar Rabbi Yehoshua bar Abba, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Halokeach Sefer Torah min Hashuk, Kechaytef Mitzvah min Hashuk. Interesting lashon. Someone who goes ahead and purchases a Sefer Torah in the marketplace, it's as if he grabbed a mitzvah from the marketplace. What does that seem to indicate? Kit, right?
Yeah.
One day, mitzvah, min hashuk. Kisvo mala Allah vakosuv kilo. Sorry, however, if he writes it, there are two scenarios for Gemara Menachos says. If he buys the Sefer Torah min hashuk, then it's chaytef a mitzvah. However, kisvo, if he actually writes it, then mala Allah vakosuv ki'ilu kiblo mehar sin. So you see, the Gemara Menachos doesn't seem to totally disparage or eliminate the idea of buying a Sefer Torah. It actually just emphasizes the greater aspect of writing. Meaning that a person could be yaitzeh, chaytef, interesting lashon, chaytef mitzvah. We'll have to see what that lashon means, chaytef mitzvah. He's going to bring a Rashi and we'll see a Rambam in a bit. But if you write it, then for sure everyone agrees it's a much higher mila. Ki'ilu kiblo mehar sina. Now this idea of kisvu, mala alav hakosu, ki'ilu kiblo mehar sina, does that mean literally writing it yourself? Or does that mean commissioning somebody to write it for you? Because if you're going to compare these two scenarios, one that you bought it in the shuk, the other kisvu, Myla Alav Hakasuv Ilu Kibma Mehar Sinai. I would say the two extremes are buying it in the shuk, and the other is having it written, but maybe it doesn't mean personally writing. And it could mean having it written. So the question is, what is the contrast between Kana Bashok and Kisvu? Does it mean the two ends of the spectrum, buying it Bashok and you writing it yourself? Or does it mean buying the shuk is one way of being kind of mitzvah, but writing it, not only yourself, but even commissioning it, is mala alav akos of ki'ilu kibba miharsina. Now, if you look at the chinuch that we read, clearly says that writing it personally and writing it, commissioning it, is not the same.
Right.
The chinuch is of the opinion that you have to write it yourself. Then he says, if you can't write it, then you're soicher somebody.
Right.
So higher of that statement, kisvu mala alav akosav kilo kabloi mihar sinai, is not just in the contrast to kind of bishuk and any commissioning on your behest is enough. Right? The chinuch would say it means you have to write it yourself.
Right.
Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, imigia. Now, this has to do, interestingly enough, with the Ramban we mentioned, who compares Sefer Torah B'Yerusha to Sukkah Yeshana. Amar Rav Sheshes, Im Higia Os Achas Ma'alav Ki'ilu Kisva. If you go ahead and you even change one ice, then that is considered to be as if you've written a Sefer Torah. So this seems to be along that idea of the Ramban. And I didn't see the Machamas inside this time to see if the Machamas refers to it. But the same idea. You have to create a sukkah l'shem sukkah. I have to create a sefer Torah l'shem sefer Torah. That's what he learns from Lachem. The Ramban learns from Lachem l'chov v'aschem. A Sefer Torah must be written for your particular obligation. Therefore, the Ramban says it's not enough just to buy it. You have to do something that shows it's for fulfilling your obligation. So Lechora, Rav Sheshes Lechora is consistent with that Taisos I mentioned, that just by a sukkah, going ahead and manipulating the schach is enough. Rav Sheshes would say by a Sefer Torah also, imi gia afilo os achas mala alav ilukas. The interesting, now if someone commissioned the Sefer Torah from the very outset and asked the Sefer to write him and was responsible for generating and creating the Sefer Torah, would he still need to go ahead and be magia? Or is magia another way of doing it, and for sure going ahead and commissioning somebody is sufficient? Now, we have this minhag, which I'm going to have to research, that the person who commissions the Sefer Torah writes the last ice. So it seems like this idea of writing the last ice, no matter what, seems to be consistent with Rav Sheshes. That in order for an individual to show clearly that this Sefer Torah is being written l'shem mitzvah, he has to do something physically to the Sefer Torah. Now let's see what this idea of schait is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said, "Kol akayna Sefer Torah min hashuk, ki lo chaytev mitzvah min hashuk." What does that mean? V'nei halashon ke chaytev mitzvah. Listen to the Lashon Rashi. Nira the Hamitzvah Makayim, against what the Minchas Chinuch said earlier, that you're not Makayim the Mitzvah with Kinyan. It's mashma that if you buy from the Shuk, there is a Kinyan Mitzvah. Ach, eino min hamuvcha. Just it's lacking something, because as the Gemara says, Kisvu, ma'ale alav akosav ki'ilu kiblu miharsim. Rak bikisvu havile ki'ilu kabbalah, mihar sina. Vahave minamuf. Vechein perish Rashi lehedya. Vedibra hamas chil kechaitif. Listen to Lashon Rashi in Sanhedrin chafal chaitif.
That's a kasav.
Right. Kechaitif. Shekasav umitzvah ova. Aval kasav, right?
How is it? Could you distinguish between buying a Sefer Torah from a private individual and from the shuk where private individual it's already being used in circulation as opposed to a shuk? You're taking a Sefer Torah, you're buying it in a store and you're putting it into circulation, so now it's in use. Maybe there, where the Minchas Chenuch says, opinion is not part of the mitzvah because the Sefer Torah is out there in its use. Whereas if buying from a shuk store, you're putting it into use and people are now going to be able to use it.
That's a very good svar. That's the svar that I was saying earlier. L'chara, the problem is, what do you do with Yerusha, right? So it says Yerusha does not work.
Yerusha's already in circulation.
Correct. L'chara, that's correct. L'chara, you're going to have to make that chiluk according to who? According to the Yad Ramah and the Torah Schayim. Because both the Yad Ramah and the Torah Schayim say that the problem with Yerusha is Lachem. Now, what does that mean, the problem with Yerusha is Lachem? So it's interesting, the word Lachem, if you look in the sugya of in Sukkah, Tesam and Aleph is not only a miut, that you have to own it. Lachem can teach you three things, the Gemara in Sukkah. Tesam and Aleph says. It could teach you, Lachem, that Lachem v'lo hagoz. Number one, Lachem goes ahead as m'mayed gezul. Number two, Lachem is m'mayed sh'ula. Something that you've borrowed and is not under your ownership. So clearly, Lachem, why would Lachem exclude Yerusha? So that might be the third possibility of Lachem. The discussion, it says, Lachem, Vaya Lachem tzitzis. What does that mean? So there, one man, the Amr says, Vaya Lachem tzitzis, is that you have to, tzitzis, you have to own. The other man, the Amr is, Lacha Lishma. That Lachem sometimes indicates you have to go ahead and do this act for the sake of the mitzvah. So maybe like you're saying, David, that's mamish what the Yad Ramah and the Torah Chaim would say.
Lachem, I'm also trying to answer up maybe, the parent steer and then the Kaschenuch, which says Kenyan is no good, and then the next Gemara, he brings the Gemara that says Kenyan is good, but I'm saying the distinction maybe one is from a private individual and the other one that the Gemara emphasizes from the Shul.
Yeah, the truth is he's actually pointing out not a steer in the Minchas Chenuch, he seems to be pointing out what seems to be a steer in the Gemara.
Okay.
One Gemara, right. Yerusha is no good.
Right.
And the other Gemara says Chaytef Min Ashuk is good.
Right.
So or you're going to have to say something exactly what you're saying. And I'm adding to it that this Lachaira fits in well with the Yad Ramah and the Torah Schai. That Lachem is actually the miyot for Yerush. So the Minchas Chinuch says, how could that be? Anything that you gain by Yerusha does not lack bios. So I think the answer is, if you look in the Gemara, Testament of the Sukkah, Lachem doesn't always mean it's a din in bios. Lachem could also mean it's a din in lishma. That you have to write it l'shem sefer Torah. So maybe if you gain something by Yerusha, it came to your hands without you doing it or acquiring it for the sake of acquiring the sefer Torah. It passively came to your hands. Now you want to say something else. Not that it's a question of passive or active, but you want to say a very interesting svar, that a person is only yotze of the mitzvah if he is the one who is responsible for entering the Sefer Torah into circulation. The problem with Yerusha is it's like a sukkah yeshana. It's already been out there in circulation. as opposed to a person who buys it min hashuk, where it could be that it's a newly written Sefer Torah that you possess now, and you're the one making it responsible for now being used l'shem mitzvah. That's a very good chiluk. I think it works out nicely with the Yad Ramah and the Torah Schei. So now let's look at the Rambam. The Lashon HaRambam Kan, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Mitzvahs Aseh Al Kol Ish Ve'ish, Mi Yisrael, Lichtoiv, Lai Sefer Torah. Once again, the Rambam's Lashon is, both in the Keteres and the introduction to Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, and in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, is not like, interesting, the Chinuch says, Mitzvah Al Kol Ish Ve'ish Liyos Lo Sefer Torah, but the Rambam's emphasis is on Ksiva, Lichtoiv. So I think the Minchas Chinuch skips around in the Lashon HaRambam. So let me try to get it. Give me a minute. I'm going to try to get the exact Lashon HaRambam. Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. But the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Aseh Al Kol Ish Ve'ish Mi Yisrael Lichtoiv Sefer Torah La'atzmo. Shenemar, same pasuk. Va'at, and that's the Gemara, as the Gemara brings this pasuk. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Va'at kisvu lachem es hashira hazais. Kloimar kisvu es, right? Kisvu es ha-Torah sheyesh bazeh shira zu. Lefi she'en kaisvin es ha-Torah parshios parshios. It has to be a full Sefer Torah. Va'afalpi, now the Rambam brings that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Va'afalpi she'hinichu lo la'adam avos Sefer Torah mitzvah lichtoiv mishaloi. The im kasvo, right, biyodai. He first says, lichtov mishalo, which doesn't l'chayra mean necessarily he has to write it. And then the Ram says, the im kasvo biyodo. And if he takes it upon himself to write it himself, harehu ki'ilo kiblo misina. The im eno yodea lichtov. Acherim kaisvinla. The chol, right, hamagia b'sefer Torah like Rav Sheshes. The chol hamagia b'sefer Torah like the Gemara in Menachas. Afilo os achas hareze ki'ilo kisvo kulo. Rambam, period. The Rambam, interestingly enough, doesn't bring the Gemara of Chaitif, right? The Gemara, the Rambam brings the Gemara in Menachas that a person who goes ahead and inherits is not Yotze. And what does the Rambam say you have to do? Tzorech lichtoiv mishaloi. He has to write it on his own. Then he says, and anyone who writes v'im kasav b'ksav yadai, and if he actually writes it personally with his own handwriting, as if the Rambam says there are two ways for you to write. And well, then he elaborates and he says that if you don't know how to write it, someone can write it for you. Then he brings the Memra of Rav Sheshes, the last Memra in Menachas, that if you're Magia Os Achas, Kilo Kotzva Kula. The problem is, why doesn't the Rambam ever actually bring the actual Rav Gibbon Marav of Chaitif? So let's read the Minchas Chinuch and we'll stop with this. The Lashon
HaRambam. Could it be that maybe it can be based on what Dov said before? If you Chaitif Mitzvah Min HaShuk, you take the Torah out of circulation. This is in the Shuk. And it's a bad thing. Maybe Rav Gil is saying you shouldn't do that because if you're taking the Torah out, you're removing it from circulation. So that's not the mitzvah.
So you're learning that, but you're not learning like Rashi, correct?
Right, right, yeah.
Rashi says you mekayim the mitzvah,
right,
just
yeah.
not the shubach. Rambam's mind was learning the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see how what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say in the Rambam. Lashon HaRambam Kan, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, very good.
Yeah.
Mitzvahs Aseh Al Kol Ish V'Ish Miyisrael. Again, emphasizing the Rambam says Lichtoiv. Lichtoiv, right? Lichtoiv Lo Sefer Torah. Afalpi, then he says that he gets it from his yarish. Even though he gets it, that's not sufficient. Right? The im kisfu biyadai, right? Then the Rambam says, he doesn't quote the whole Rambam, which I read. Im kisfu biyadai, ki ilu kibu meharsin. The im eina yaideya, and if he doesn't know how to write, right? So it seems Ad Kan L'Shoni, he wants to say in the Rambam, the low cost of im eno yodea lichtov yikne. Conspicuously, the Rambam leaves out the Gemara about Kona Min Ashok.
Yeah.
Kol zeh nireh the hamitzvah he rak haksiva kinyan doesn't work at all. Uma she kasvu avabi shehi nichalo avaisav the low cost of okana the ain chiluk again that's the minchas l'shita Yerusha and kinyan are the same kisara
the
chiluk ben. Yerusha Likin. Bechol Inyan Eno Yotze. Rak B'Ksiv. Imamish needs Ksiv. That's the Minchas Chinuch's famous sheet.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.